I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And I'm Lugo.
And you're here with us on A Teachers Who Talk Cry
Podcast.
Look, y'all, we have been trying for a long time to figure out what the hell is going on with our sound quality. I couldn't tell you. So I sound like I'm on the planet Mars. I tried to fix it.
Yeah, we're not really sure. Me and Lugo offered to go and sit in a closet, and Ashley shut us down very quickly.
I did, because there's a lot of sugar honey iced tea in that closet, and I don't want to do that. Because then the computer's going to have to sit in our laptops. Where are all these cords going to go? There ain't no table.
We can just bring the table.
You going to bring this into my closet? This table is not fitting in my closet.
I don't think this table will fit through that door.
It will not. So we're just going to have to sit here. I'm going to have to sound like I'm a Martian. And that's how it's going to go today. I'm sorry.
Everything's great.
Yeah, we're really unsure.
So that's what we're doing.
I just heard a noise not happen, though.
You know, it kind of sounded like it got really quiet, and I'm not sure why.
I think because your refrigerator stopped refrigerating thing. Oh. You know, yeah, the one's like, meh.
Yeah, it's making a lot of noise. My apartment makes a lot of noise. I should probably move out. It's kind of creepy.
It does make a lot of random noises. Yeah.
Bah. It does. Mm-hmm. But as you hear, there's three of us here today.
She's back.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, she just couldn't get enough.
No.
It's not a happy hour, but she deserves to be on a regular.
Oh.
And we are drinking.
Yeah.
So. I'm drinking rum. Just kidding. I'm not.
We're drinking 99 crimes.
No, 19 of them. There's only 19.
She said 99 crimes.
Oh, wait. Is it called 19 crimes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Where did I get 99 it's from?
99 is all those disgusting, terrible rubbing alcohols.
It's like 99 bananas.
Yes, 99 apples.
19 crimes one.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, got it. We've already reviewed this, too. What am I thinking?
I'm sorry, Snoop Dogg. What's wrong with me? I'm sorry.
We love you.
Yeah.
And we also love your affirmations. My children love them. So yeah,
it's on their playlist.
It is. We listen to it when we're up the street from school at least 2 times. And it helps mommy get into her, today's going to be an amazing day.
Today's going to be an amazing day.
Yeah, but lately, it hasn't been helping Snoop. So if you want to come out with a part 3 to help, that would be
for wonderful. For the adults.
That would be really great. Thank you.
Yeah. So, what else?
I think we've just been shouting out our Amazon storefront this time.
Yes. Oh, but we also need teacher stories. Get those back in, guys. You were doing so great for a while.
Yeah. Send teacher stories. Continue to review our podcast because we've been sitting at 106 reviews for like a minute. And I'd really like to just, you know, see what you have to say, because our numbers are showing that more than 106 people listen to us.
That's very true.
And clearly you enjoy us to come back every week. So I would just really appreciate it. We would really appreciate it if you would just leave us a little review. Let us know what you think.
Yep.
And for those of you who got Spotify and don't have Apple Music, I'm sorry.
We're really sorry. Yeah. We understand. We really do. Spotify, get it together.
Yeah, Spotify, get it together. If you want to, like, DM us the review.
People have done that before.
Yeah, we'll read it. Just make sure you title. I mean, you can't title messages on Instagram, but the first thing you write should be.
Subject line.
Well, there's no subject line on Instagram.
Not on a DM.
I know, but like your first line of your whatever you're writing is
so that when you see it there as unread,
subject line, colon, blah 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 blah.
Okay,
just make your own subject line.
Yeah, just put.
Oh, gotcha.
Podcast review. That would be lovely.
Or email.
Or you can email
us. You could email us. But if you email us, please add a teacher story to that email.
Please. Because we know y'all got them.
Yeah. Because I've shared like a few just in these last 3 episodes.
Yeah, and I'm kind of tired of sharing mine because it's the same old stuff.
Well, my special baby, he never lets me run out of stories. He is my golden child. Mm. I love him so much.
Golden child.
He asked me if I was a skeleton. You guys already know that story, but still.
I had a kid semi-recently, not Halloween, disappear out of a classroom for a long time.
Oh, my God.
To go to the bathroom. And then a group of boys ran back in. They were like, you need to go get him. He's in the bathroom playing as per usual. That's a normal thing. And I talked to him, and he wasn't playing. What he was doing was putting on his full Black Panther costume.
Oh, okay.
And he was telling us how he's in the next movie, and that he's been practicing. And okay. Yeah, it was a full costume. He didn't have it on, but he showed me in his bag, but he had his mask on. And he was just kept saying, Wakanda forever, Wakanda forever. And so.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
I fully support your dreams there, buddy.
Middle of the day, like, I don't know, this was like a month ago. Middle of the day, putting on his Black Panther costume.
I support whatever he wants to be.
Yep. He said there's going to be more movies coming out, too. So he has the inside scoop.
Wow. He really with it.
He is.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
And he was telling me how busy he was with his new work schedule.
What if he's a time traveler?
I mean,
he's a very small time traveler.
He could know things that we don't know. Like, he could definitely be a time traveler. I've been dating James way too long.
True.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Can we do this one? Can you look?
I can look.
But yeah, buy our merch. Go on our Amazon storefront. You know, just support, because we're really trying to get out the hood.
Get a quieter apartment.
I feel like every single episode I've been saying it, but Brantisha, the school teacher, is exhausted. Okay? So, she trying to... Mm-mm. No? Okay, cool.
We did not do that one.
She trying to make moves. And as much as Lugo doesn't want to hear this, I'm trying to make moves. She's staring at me intently right now.
No, I'm rolling my eyes so hard they're still closed.
They're still closed.
Yoinks! but yeah, those are all the things. Buy our stuff, you know, review our podcast, send us teacher stories. Mm-hmm.
Definitely send the teacher stories. Remember, we wanted to have enough to do...
like a teacher story episode every month.
Love right? that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted.
What's that?
That was the one from the previous episode.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm multitasking. Anyway, we're going to jump into our Estudiante Estrella. And our Estudiante Estrella today is Dana Lee, 48.
Dana Lee, 48.
Dana Lee, 48. Mm-hmm. And their podcast says, keep
their podcast? She has a podcast?
Oh.
Dana Lee, if you got a podcast, congrats, girl.
Bam, 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 bam. Have us on.
Yeah.
Their podcast review, thank you, is titled Keep Being Amazing. And Dana Lee 48 says, I came across your podcast on TikTok and cannot stop listening. I look forward to Mondays because I know a new episode will be there waiting for me. Keep up the amazing work. And I didn't mention this, but it's clearly a 5-star.
Yes. Oh, and also this proves that TikTok does bring us listeners. So I really... the only thing, I do our social media and stuff like that. And I do have some days where I'm like, oh my God. For anybody that thinks social media is easy, it is not.
It's a job.
It really is. And I also have my full-time job. So I wanted to start, one of my big goals this year was to do a True Crime Tuesday. And we go on there and we tell y'all a synopsis of a case that we've covered and do it on our TikTok platform. I realize that that's not necessarily my niche. Like, I'm great behind the mic right now where you guys can't see me. But then, like, putting a 6-page case into a synopsis of a 3-minute video max, that's a lot. And
a lot.
And I don't feel I'm making them the quality that they need to be. I'm going to try again. But I have made a few, and Ashley's made a few about our podcast. So someone has come here from TikTok, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, I will say that my Teachers Talk Crime TikToks don't go off as much as my burnt out teacher TikToks. I don't know why, but, you know, I'm going to start putting them on Facebook to see if we get a little thing traction over there. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Dana Lee 48. I thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Yes.
Bing. Yeah.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a very long case. You all had a short case last week with Ashley.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed that and that it still got you to your destination. Some cases, as you know, will be longer than others.
Yes.
But this one is not super, super long because, you know, they're just a psychopath and what they did is just really, really brutal and the why is just not there.
Yeah, I feel like we collectively give you like at least 50 hour long episodes majority of the time.
Yeah.
And like Brooke said, they not always going to be lengthy. Sometimes we got to throw in these little babies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we're going to jump into it. Lugo, would you like to do the honors?
I would love to.
Oh my gosh. Here she goes. Everybody, Lugo.
I stop it. Sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
Ashley is obsessed with the show Cheer currently. So everything that she counts down to is now in the form of a cheer.
One, two, down, up.
Yeah. And as a former cheer and coach, it makes my heart full. And it gives me a little piece of nostalgia and PTSD from the 5, 6, 7, 8.
You need to make that TikTok. I was like, why don't you do whatever anymore? And it's like PTSD, like I came from Iraq.
Oh, yes. Yep. That's a good one.
Cheer will do it to you.
It does.
It will.
I was telling Brooke
yesterday. But you know
yesterday.
What won't? Because what? I wasn't a cheerleader. But you know what won't?
What?
Yearbook. Oh. I was a yearbook nerd.
That's right. We talked about
PTSD from yearbook.
No. Listen, I am a slow walker. And the only time in my life that I walked fast was during a cheer routine. Because you need to haul butt from like.
They call it to walking with a purpose.
Yes. And I
said. Did y'all ever go to Daytona?
No. Because that's a different style of cheer. We did Nationals in Disney.
Oh, that's fun. Our cheerleaders went to Disney.
Yeah, we did.
Did Disney. You win?
In college, I think my year we did third. We
wow, third. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. And then none of the teams I coached All-Star made it to, like, my God, my brain is farting right now. I can't think of what it's called. I want to call it World Cup, but that's soccer.
That's incorrect.
Oh, my God. We didn't make it. We always, like, the last comp, like, missed it by, like, fractions of a point to get the bid to go to Nationals, we'll say.
Yeah, I think it's called Nationals.
Yeah, but in the All-Star world, it's called something else, and it's...
Someone in the listening will be like, it's this, and type it.
Exactly.
It'll come. Yeah. They always come through.
Yeah, and put a star.
Yep, drop an emoji. We always have to give them an emoji.
Is there a cheerleader emoji?
Is there a cheerleader
No.
emoji?
There's not? There's not no pom-poms or nothing?
No, but there should be.
We got all kind of sports. Look at us all picking up.
I know, no. There's right now. No, there isn't. The closest, like the only.
There should I could really. Have sworn there was a cheerleading emoji.
Okay, if you go to the sports, they got the balls for everything.
The balls.
They even got what's the thing with the paddle? Cricket.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Oh my God, they don't. They got a girl doing a cartwheel.
Okay, so put that one.
Put a cartwheel.
Because you know, they got the little thing that you yell into.
Megaphone.
Yeah, where's they got the that. Megaphone at? I don't know. I just turped. I turped in cheerle. Cheerio. And then the little megaphone. Okay. So if you know what it's called in All Stars when you go to Nationals.
In Disney.
In Disney. What is it called? Either put a cartwheeling girl or a megaphone. And let us know, because we obviously...
Because world is for, like, the level five, like the...
Like the world.
Yeah, and it's, but and it's like, big, like, higher leveled cheer, because it's by levels. So, like, we're talking, like, level five and up. That's worlds.
Okay.
There's something else.
But the thing I was telling Brooke about is, like, cheerleading is one of those sports that once you're done, like, you're done.
And so, like, if that's all that you have in life because you never went out and made other friends or had a boyfriend or went to a bar and had a drink, then what do you have once it's over?
Yeah, because we were talking and I was watching the show Cheer because of all the drama. If y'all are not in Cheer Talk, get there, okay? Because the tea is piping hot, okay? It's hot buttery biscuits over there. But anyway, Cheer... We've learned that there's some girls on there who are like, oh, someone asked me what I go to school for. What's my major? And I say cheerleading. So, like, this is literally their entire lives. Mm-hmm. So I feel like some of them, and I could be wrong and I could be speculating, but me and Brooke were sitting on the couch yesterday watching this. And I was like, she is going to have a mental breakdown.
Which season? Season one?
In season two.
Season two. I was like, you're going to have a mental breakdown when you graduate and you're like, well, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Because, like, you can only cheerlead to a certain point. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like football and stuff. I mean, there's freaking Tom Brady who's retired three times and came back, but he said now that he's really retired. But who really believes him? He's like 75 or whatever.
Practically.
But anyway, when cheerleading, when you are done, you are done.
And not everyone can go and open up their own gym. Like, most retired cheerleaders go and open up their own gym, but, like, not everyone can do that. And then we were talking about how it's going to create this trauma for their future children because they're going to force their children to be cheerleaders because they were a cheerleader and they were this decorated cheerleader. And you're basically living vicariously through your children. Mm. And then your children are going to resent you.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I can't pretend that I wouldn't love.
And think of the body image. Like, they all struggle with eating disorders, and say you do have kids and now you're gaining weight because you're going to have a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I just don't want that for the girls. I feel like if I was to put the both of them in cheerleading, the one who would stick with it the most is Aria because, you know, she's my dainty little flower.
Yeah.
And Skylar's like, you know what I mean? Like,
Skylar's going to want to do like something more physical, like a soccer or...
Oh, yeah. She did like soccer shots when we were in there. But I feel like just seeing the girls being thrown up, they get thrown so high into the air. Oh,
and 100%. They land very hard.
Oh, yes, they do.
And then if you land the wrong way, bro, it's over for you.
And not just you, the people who catch you.
Like, that's a lot. And there's no way I would be able to sit like, go, big. I would be panicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like, you think I'm a ball of anxiety now? Let my child go through cheerleading. Like, legit. Not the foo-foo, rah-rah, shish-kabob when you're a little baby, but let you continue and you being thrown up in the air. Because you know Aria's like 3 pounds.
Yeah, she'd definitely be a flyer.
Mm-hmm. She would 100% be a flyer. But my baby is clumsy. Yeah. Okay?
Listen, it's called... The competition is called Summit.
Oh.
And,
That's not the name I was expecting.
No, it's called The Summit because it's, like, the top. Because, in the All-Star world, like, you go to different competitions and they, despite the fact that they are, like, multiple, they are still called nationals. Like, one of the teams that I was coaching with another amazing coach, we went to a competition that was called nationals and we won and we got a jacket. Like, and it says national champions on the back. Ooh. But, like, you can go to a competition every weekend and it could be a national. So that's why it's called the Summit. Cause it's like the pinnacle, like the,
it's like the creme de la creme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the all end right. all be all. It's like the Super Bowl.
Oh,
it's like the Super Bowl of cheer.
It's like the Rihanna concert that's happening.
So, on tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That is tomorrow. Money. Well, that will be 2 weeks.
Oh yeah. Cause this is like,
we're ahead.
We are. And we plan on keeping it that way.
Yes.
Bing, 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 bing.
But speaking of cheerleading, this does relate to this case.
Oh my God, because she is a cheerleader.
She is a cheerleader.
Oh, so I'm going to leave all this.
Yeah, this is not a rant. I was like thinking, like, how are we going to tie this in? Y'all. So we're going to jump into it, but she was a cheerleader.
Wow.
So I think we all kind of know what this case is about, and we kind of knew it was coming sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
But with the new court proceedings taking place, I thought that it was time to talk about, ready, Aiden Fucci.
Yo, if I could tell y'all the amount of times that I was trying to do this case, and I would research and I'd be like, there's just not enough.
Yeah.
Like, this will be a 5-minute episode.
And there really wasn't a lot.
I'm excited because I don't know this.
You do not know about Aiden mm-hmm. Fucci? Oh, it was everywhere on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, y'all know. Ask Ash. She sends me things all the time. I think my inbox currently has like 100 plus unread things because I don't go on enough.
Yeah, I don't really go on enough as well. So a lot of those aren't going to be for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe.
Maybe. Because I'm very behind.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Fucci. Let go.
Yeah. Aiden Fucci.
Fucci, Wally, Wally.
This was a... So, Lugo, just to give you some perspective, since you aren't on TikTok. Well, yeah. You are, but you're not really.
Mm-hmm.
This was a widely talked about case in like 2021. So, like May of 2021 when Aiden Fucci was arrested for brutally murdering Tristan Bailey. And I remember watching TikToks after TikToks after TikToks about this case because it blew up. Because there was a viral Snapchat that he sent out. There was a viral Snapchat video that he sent out. There was security cameras that caught them walking to, like, it was a ton of stuff that they had, like, that you could put on social media. Like, you could actually put it on there.
Are you going to talk about the TikToks? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he didn't post the TikToks. But like,
oh, people, I thought, well, no, no, yeah. The Snapchats that you said.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
You want to talk about mm-hmm. that? Okay, because I don't know about that.
So, like I said, I just remember talking about this case. And I do briefly remember Ashley saying that she wanted to do this case. But when we first started, there really wasn't a ton of information about it. But now, with things that have happened, like yesterday, not literally, but, you mm-hmm. know.
Earlier this week.
I think it's time that we talk about Aiden Fucci. So let's do it.
Okay.
Aiden Fucci was from St. John's, Florida, and he is the son of Jason Fucci and Crystal Smith. And Aiden Fucci pleaded guilty this past Monday, February 6th, 2023.
Oh, wow.
Like on Monday.
Well, Monday our time, but time by the time you get this, like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So like the last Monday.
Yeah.
He pleaded guilty to stabbing 13-year-old Tristan Bailey, a classmate and neighborhood buddy, to death. But before we get into what has transpired this week, let's take you back to Mother's Day in 2021.
Did you say how old Aiden was?
13? No, that was...
No, Tristan was 13. Okay. How old is Aiden?
14.
Oh. Okay. Dang.
Oh, babies.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So on May 9th, 2021, Tristan's family reported her missing around 10 a.m. They had last seen her around midnight the night before when they had arrived home after having like a family outing. They were concerned that she was not home for Mother's Day breakfast with her family. Tristan was a 7th grader, blonde, pretty, and a cheerleader at her middle school. She was known as being bubbly and happy with the world at her feet. The community rallied around this missing child because they were such a close-knit community, and a missing child alert went out around 4:49 p.m. that day. People took to the streets, the woods, and social media. They took to any avenue that they could possibly find in order to find Tristan. Like I said, this was a tight-knit community, and when you lost one of your own, everyone rallied together, and it really blew everyone's minds, and I think a lot of people are still struggling now to grapple with this loss.
You know what just really, not concerns me, but just strikes me as just like, why don't you put the same energy? So she was reported missing that morning at 10 a.m., but by 4 p.m., there was a missing child, but when an adult goes missing, it's like, we gotta wait 24 hours.
Exactly. We were talking about this on the other case. Mm-hmm. Like, an adult, yes, they are an adult, but like, they're missing too. And if their family is sitting there at the police station saying, no, you don't know Lugo, she would not do this, then why don't you take their word for it? Like, they did everything right when Tristan went missing because she is a child. Mm-hmm. They did the Amber Alerts. They did the missing. They started search parties. They knew something was wrong. They started at knocking on doors and asking for surveillance. Everyone at this point, this is 2021, ever had Ring doorbells. Just like now, everyone has Ring doorbells. So they started asking people for footage. I mean, they were on it like
white on rice.
White on rice. Moth to a flame.
I learned a lot about like how, not a lot, but I learned that Amber Alerts, like, you have to pay for that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like who?
I think the person doing it. Like, if someone was missing, like, a child, I think you have to pay for it. Now I feel like...
That's crazy. Really? That's true. Yeah.
Let's Google it.
We'll do it when Google we, like, that. Come
yeah.
back.
Because I feel like I saw something or another podcast I was listening to, they talked about how...
Well, they just made that documentary on Netflix about where Amber Alert started from.
I didn't see that.
Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Okay. It's on my watch list.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If it's crazy that you have to pay for it, imagine, like, if that's true, how many families are unable to put out Amber Alerts because they don't have the money.
Exactly.
And I think there's, like, a very strict criteria, too. Like, I remember, like, listening to the podcast and being like, wow, like, it costs money and it, like, there's, like, really specific criteria. Like, and I don't think any missing, it was a whole thing.
Wow.
Regardless if a child is missing, a child is missing. There shouldn't be any criteria. You shouldn't have to give me any type of money. Mm-hmm. My child is missing.
Yeah.
Especially as a teacher on
a
teacher's
salary.
A child
cannot fend for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So before Brooke continues, we did want to give an update because we did do some research. So apparently you do not have to pay for an Amber Alert. However, you could be fined if you give like false information to put one out.
And there is a criteria, though, that a child must meet
in order
to have the Amber Alert issued.
Yeah. And some of those were just like, it's one of them. I think it said you had to have a description. What did it say? And I was just like, that's crazy. If you don't like when I say description, like I'm thinking like what they were last wearing and what happens if you weren't with your kid. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then like belief that your child's in danger, things like that. So. And then something about, like, they do the criteria so that, and then, like Lugo said, conspiracy theory us, we think that they set this criteria up because if they released every single child that was reported to have, like, an Amber Alert pushed out, we would live in a state of panic all the time.
I could understand that, but then I was looking at an article, and there were some kids who, you know, Amber Alerts weren't put out for them because they didn't meet the criteria, and they were still found dead. So it's just like... Here's the thing. If a child is missing, a child is missing.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
A child cannot fend for themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay? They need an adult to foster that. And if my child is not where they're supposed to be, child, you better put out this Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if I meet the criteria. You better put this out. Because I'm going to be like, who was it in that one movie? That movie Abducted with, it wasn't Kerry Washington. It was somebody else. I can't remember who it was, but I would be just like that.
Yeah, I would lose my mind.
There's absolutely no way. Mm-hmm. No way. No, thank you, Pam. But anyway, we did want to give that update. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, you know, there was a child missing child alert sent out for Tristan Bailey at 4:49 p.m. The family had reported Tristan missing at 10 a.m. that morning. And the community rallied around this loss of a child not knowing where Tristan was. And they were really struggling to grapple with this information that something bad might have happened to her. The following day that Tristan was reported missing, Aiden Fucci was being loaded into a cop car. And while in the back of said cop car, he snapped a Snapchat. Not only did he take a picture, he also recorded himself in a video. So the clip is very short, but basically he is saying having fun in the back of a cop car. He drops some foul language. And then what they don't actually finish the sentence, but I assume is he's like, well, if Tristan, if you walk out of the, and he doesn't finish his sentence, Basically, he was implying that Tristan was hiding somewhere, and if she just walks out of her house, everybody's going to be like, oh, this is crazy.
When all actuality...
He knew what he did.
He 100% knew what he did.
I'm struggling with the fact that he had his cell phone in the cop car. Like, I don't know. And or that he was able to get it. Like, because to me, if you're in the back of a cop car, typically you're handcuffed.
Right.
So how did you get your phone out of your pocket or don't...
Well, he was just being questioned at that point. Okay,
so he wasn't, like,
he was not officially arrested. Okay. Yet. No. Okay.
But also, he was with somebody else back there.
He was with one of his friends. And they also took his mom down to the station as well that same day and put them in two different rooms.
Okay.
So, there's also an infamous photo of him from Snapchat where he is throwing up a peace sign in his reflection on the window, and the caption states, "Hey guys, has anyone seen Tristan lately?"
What a douche move.
Wow.
What a douchey McDoucherson move.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
So the kahunas on this boy.
Yeah.
Or so he thought.
Mm-hmm.
This arrest, even though I just told Lugo this was not technically an arrest, it was more of a questioning of Aiden Fucci and his parents and his family. But this came after home surveillance videos show the two teens walking through the neighborhood on Sandalstone Drive in St. John's at 1:45 a.m. Now, this home surveillance video comes from Ring doorbells that we all know were around in 2021. You probably have one now at your house. I have one.
I got two.
And she goes, "You are now being recorded."
Mm. Oh, I don't let mine talk. Like, you're going to be recorded in silence, okay?
Well, I think one of my neighbors has one, but it doesn't. It whistles. So maybe it's like just a different...
That's creepy.
Like, yeah. A woo-hoo.
Like the... Like, you know, the iPhone, like, tweet, like the...
Yeah, it chimes.
Yeah. That's what it does.
Okay.
But maybe it's not Ring. Maybe it's a different thing. Mm-hmm. But whenever I'm walking, you know,
I hear it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If I'm going to record you, I don't need nothing to alert you. Like, do what you're doing. I got you. You feel me? I see what you're doing.
I feel like we're definitely in a time where, I don't know, it's, like, hard to believe. Like, so many people have the Ring or different home security systems where... You're being recorded always.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean...
And one particular security system in this case actually criminalizes someone else.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Yes, it's very interesting. So, as I said, the two teens are spotted on the home surveillance video around 1:45 a.m. And they are walking... I can't remember if they said it was east or west. But anyways, they were walking in a direction. And then around 2 hours later, that same camera picks up only Aiden walking back. And then his actual home surveillance, so the one that caught them walking back and forth with someone else, but his home surveillance catches him walking onto the lawn around 3:27 a.m.
Wow.
That's suspicious.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see him holding his Nike shoes in both videos, not walking in his shoes. And when his mom asked him, when they were being, like, interrogated, his mom was like, "Why you got your shoes in your hand?" And he says, "My feet hurt." So you out here walking on the sidewalk barefooted?
But here's the thing. If your feet hurt and you take off your shoes, you're still working on the hard floor.
Yeah, but also, like... My question as mom were, why were you outside at 3:30 something in the morning?
They snuck out.
Oh, my God.
But again, there's not no, you snuck out? Like, yo, here's the thing. You're not leaving my house. Like, best believe my joint gonna be Fort Knoxed up, okay? Yeah. When the girls are of age to sneaketh outeth, this joint gonna be...
But she Alcatraz. Had cameras. I mean, even if you snuck out and did nothing wrong, your mom has a security system to see that you snuck out.
Yeah.
You were going to get busted regardless.
Exactly.
Even if you just went to the corner store or did something, like, you still snuck out and would have gotten caught.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's in the 8th grade. And so, like I said, he's carrying his white Nikes in both videos. And then, so you see him walk onto the lawn in one screen of the camera, and then they have an extra one that's on the actual porch of their house, and it's like facing the door. So then you see him at his actual front door, still holding his white Nikes, and he goes into the home. According to Aiden's peers, He lured Tristan into coming out that night. So Tristan also snuck out that night. And the two went to a mutual friend's house and they hung out for a while. Then that is when they left and you see them on their surveillance. His friends also said that Aiden had planned this, meaning it was premeditated. Now, the prosecutor does believe that maybe an act of violence was pre-planned, but whether or not he intended for Tristan to be the actual victim, that is still very unknown.
Okay.
So it's very unclear if it was just wrong place, wrong time, and he had planned to actually hurt someone, and he didn't care who it was, which is what I believe. That's my personal opinion. But the prosecutor says it's very unclear that he was like, no, it's going to be Tristan. It's got to be Tristan. It has right. always been Tristan.
There was like no fixation on her.
In that it was way. No fixation on her.
Well, my question is, so they said his friends knew he was going to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell didn't you say something?
Exactly. This whole thing about see something, say something, hear something, say something. And Aiden gave a lot of weird vibes. And I'm going to say some
like
more
as
things.
A human being?
Mm-hmm.
Like just existing, he was weird?
Yeah, like okay. He says several things to his friends that they come forward after the fact. And
of
they're
course.
Like, oh, he said this. This is really weird now that I think about it. Mm. Why wasn't it weird when he said it?
Yeah.
You know, when Aiden told you he planned something like this, why is it not weird in that moment? Why is it only weird after the fact it's happened?
And I imagine that they just didn't imagine that he was going to go through with it. They're like, it's like the, not the bystander effect, because nothing was happening in front of them, but it's essentially the same thing. Like somebody told you something, you're like, man, he ain't going, somebody else going
to
tell.
Like it sounds too crazy to believe that someone would actually do that.
Yeah. But at this point in time, you got to believe everything. I don't care.
Yeah.
If your friends say something crazy, and it's like, tell somebody.
Yeah.
I think about like that saying people say, like every joke has a like sting of truth in it. Like a little. So it's like if someone's even thinking to say something like this, there has to be some layer of like take some of it for face value, because someone who doesn't have the intention to do something like that would never even say it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Aiden had also told his friends the next day when Tristan had gone missing that, yeah, him and Tristan did meet up at his house and they ended up walking back together, but he didn't know what happened to her.
That's hella sus.
Yeah, it is. It's really weird. But once Aiden was arrested, he came up with even more elaborate story.
Of course, there was.
And he told the police that, yes, he was with Tristan. Yes, that's him and Tristan on the surveillance. Yes, that's them walking together. Oh, wait. But Tristan tried to grab his privates and he didn't want her to. So he pushed her and she fell and hit her head.
No.
Okay, so let's say hypothetically that this was the truth. She fell, hit her head. You go get someone and you say, look, she was trying to touch my privates. I liked it. My body, my choice. I did not consent. And something. I pushed her to get her away from me. She fell and hit her head. You could have still gotten help.
You absolutely could have.
And also, she was stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
So how does falling and hit your head then to equate to being stabbed?
He has a solution to that.
Okay.
Here's his
point. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Can't wait for
so,
that.
So you're right. She was stabbed. And he says that he hit her, like he pushed her and she hit his head, her head. And then he left. He claims that he left her there in the woods at 3:30 in the morning. And keep in mind, this is very early a.m. And he doesn't know what happened to her. Oh, but she was involved with a sketchy 20-year-old drug dealer who might have shown up in the woods after he left her. And he might have done something to her.
Yeah, all drug dealers hang out in the woods overnight.
And also, let's just, again, imagine she's fell and hitting her head. She's unconscious, no?
Yes.
So did she and her unconsciousness pick up her phone, was like, drug dealer man, come
save me,
come help me,
I fell.
Like, was he just tracking you?
No, remember, drug dealers hang out in the woods.
Oh, yeah, and they definitely hang out with 7th graders
for sure.
Yeah, 20-year-old drug dealers. Yeah.
Yeah,
in a gated like suburban area.
Yeah,
like,
oh, that story absolutely.
Is
but that was what he told them.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He also added that He couldn't really give you more details than that because he had smoked weed and it was all a blur.
So how you, if it was all a blur, you could have done it. Ooh. If it was all a blur. Ooh. It was all a dream. You did it.
Yeah. So that was his story.
And he's sticking to it.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
So the story is later brought up because they were worried that the defense would really try to run with this theory. But even his defense was like,
no,
that's a joke, right? Like, you're joking, right? Mm-hmm. And so this was actually said one time to the police. They documented it. They wrote it down. They had the, you know, the interview taped and everything. But the defense was like, yeah, I'm not running with that one. I can't get on board with that one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Understandably, it was really foolish.
However, no one, like I said, you know, they did not buy this theory. And investigators actually executed a search warrant on the Fucci home, and that is where they found bloody clothes. So then they go back and they're like, hey, dude, you lied. Mm-hmm.
Fabrication.
Yeah, you lied.
And then story two was?
Well, didn't have one.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't have one. He just pleaded not guilty.
Oh, so there was bloody clothes in your home.
Video.
You were seen walking with the girl. You openly told people that you was with her, but you ain't had nothing to do. But, yeah, I'm just not going to plead guilty, and I ain't got no explanation. I just ain't do it.
Mm-hmm. There was one theory, and granted, take this theory with a grain of salt because I saw it on TikTok. There was one theory that he did try to get his defense to make it out as though he was crazy. And that he heard voices that controlled him. But I feel like we hear that so often. And people are like, I did a bad thing. Oh, I'm just going to make myself crazy.
Yeah.
No, you just did a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually really hard to, like, prove that you were, like, insane.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you can't just be like, I heard voices. Like, you.
No, they did a lot of psychiatric evaluations on Aiden Fucci, and they found him very much competent to stand trial. Now, did they say he was a psychopath? Yes, absolutely. But, like, Ted Bundy was a psychopath, and he went to trial. He represented himself.
Right, correct.
Mm. You know, like, they are psychopaths, but that doesn't mean you cannot stand trial. So, there's that theory. And after a full day search, Tristan's body was discovered around 6 p.m. that same day. In the woods at the dead end of a cul-de-sac. A resident of the neighborhood had been out on a run and actually reported seeing the body in the woods.
They were running in the woods?
Well, but you gotta think, okay, so our neighborhood that me and James live in, we have a lot of trails that comes with the neighborhood. Like, there's an allotted space, it's like a nature preserve, and they have carved out like running trails and stuff.
Okay.
So nice. It could be a similar situation.
Okay.
Tristan was found. You ain't running in the woods.
No.
Absolutely not.
I mean, because drug dealers hang out there.
I know. In the middle of the night. So.
Yeah. 3 a.m.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. He's such an idiot. Tristan was found less than half a mile from where Aiden Fucci actually lived. Which, I don't know why this part, I don't know why that bothered me so much. Like, you murdered her in a location convenient for you to walk back home.
Yeah.
But then, like, you have all this evidence showing, like, you were clearly with her, you admitted to being with her, and then she's found, like, near your house. Like, Brosif.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your story.
It's too coincidental.
Your math's not mathing.
There's no way that this is all coincidental. Like, you did it.
Her body was located near a pond in the woods in that cul-de-sac. And the two did live in the same neighborhood, so it was not uncommon that the pair did walk around. I mean, they went to the same school, and Aiden was in the eighth grade, and they, you know, they did both attend Patriot Oaks Academy in St. John's, but Tristan was in seventh grade. Now, granted, a seventh grader and an eighth grader is not a huge age gap, and they do often hang out together. So this was not an uncommon thing that the two were together that night.
Okay.
Now, Aiden would only ever actually complete the eighth grade, and in court, they made sure to kind of like test his education, if you will. So, in court, it can be heard where the judge is asking him, do you understand English? Can you do math? Like, basic questions, because they ask Aiden, they're like, you know, what's the furthest you got in school? And he's like, well, eighth grade. So they're trying to make sure that when he is making all of these pleas and, you know, coming to trial and pre-trial and all these things, they're trying to make sure he's aware of what he's doing. Like, are you aware of what's taking place?
Right.
And I think that that's like one of those laws where you have to give a child fair and like, I don't know all the child laws in the court, but you can't interview a child without a parent. That's why his parent had to come down.
Right.
All those things. So they did kind of ask Aiden about his education, and he seemed pretty competent in what he knew in the eighth grade. So again, the whole crazy thing's not adding up to me.
Okay.
So the chief medical examiner later determined that Tristan had died from a sharp forced trauma, which, as Ashley has already mentioned, this was due to stabbing. And this ruled her death a homicide.
100%.
And on Monday, May 10th at 12:44 a.m., investigators, like I had mentioned earlier, they did search Fuji's house. What they found at the home was a buck knife, a pair of wet white Nikes with blood on them.
Perfect.
They also found a white piece of paper with blood on it and a pair of wet blue jeans. Now, these jeans were found in the bathroom originally, and there was blood and dirt in the bathroom sink.
Interesting.
Huh.
I.
How are you going to explain that,
but
Fuji?
Also, like, why not just put it in the washing machine? Like, I know I'm not supposed to help, but, like, why would you use a sink?
I'm going to get
and
there.
And if you had already been picked up by police, and you were already in the back of the cop car, like, blah, 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 whatever you was doing back there, why wouldn't you then, like, cover up your tracks? Like, oh, they're questioning me for a reason. They must think I have something to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So the knife is important because Aiden was known to carry two knives. Tristan's body was found near a pond. So what did they go do? They went and searched the pond.
Yeah. Oh.
And the police found a knife in said pond.
Uh-huh.
The knife that was found in the pond was missing the tip of its blade. Mm. They located the tip in Tristan's skull.
Damn!
Though when I hear of murders and stuff like that where like the knife breaks or like a piece of the knife breaks in the victim, it's like...
Like, why are you so aggressive?
Right, like...
But that just shows you the force that was going behind those stabbings. And Aiden's girlfriend, which... I only heard this girl be called his girlfriend like once, but a friend of Aiden. So I ain't even going to give credit. I'm not even going to give Aiden enough credit to have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Like, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, he seemed like he would not have one, but...
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Aiden's friend came forward confirming that the knife found belonged to Aiden, stating that he would show her the knife often and he always had it on him. Aiden even had names for his knives. And he called them Picker and Poker.
What?
Yeah. It's really stupid names.
Mm-hmm.
And who names their knives?
A psychopath.
That's like red flag number 27.
Like.
A psychopath.
Who names their knives? Like, you know how many knives I got in my kitchen? Ain't none of them have names.
No.
Like this Big Bertha. Like, no.
Yeah. We love it's just Bertha. A knife. It's just a knife.
Yeah.
Two of Fuchi's other friends described those knives and stated, like his quote-unquote girlfriend, that he kept them on him regularly.
Beautiful.
In the eighth grade, was an avid knife carrier.
But yeah, I just don't know why you would carry a knife in the eighth grade.
Yes. And you live in, like, a really nice gated community. Like, you ain't protecting yourself.
Like, also, Mike, how did he get the knives? Did his parents buy him knives? Like, what? I couldn't imagine buying true knives. In eighth grade.
No.
Yeah.
Like.
There's no way I would be like, here's
a knife.
Yeah. I know, past episodes, Brooke, you talked because you're from the South and hunting is big and like guns and.
Yeah, James carries a knife. He carries a pocket knife.
But it's not that, that's not even like an area for hunting in that way.
No, St. John's, Florida is not. It's near St. Augustine. Y'all got beaches. Come on. Y'all are not going to shoot deer.
No. But that's what I mean. Like.
Yeah, you had no reason.
There's no reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially absolutely. In eighth grade. Like, what? Okay.
Continue. And the reason that I say, like, this whole girlfriend situation to me doesn't, I don't necessarily believe that this girl was his girlfriend. And I say that because allegedly, this part I'm unsure about, it was also mentioned in a few sources, allegedly Tristan was chosen as the victim because he came on to Tristan and she denied him. Mm. Like, she didn't want to go there.
Yeah. Which is probably why he said what he said about her touching him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, like, absolutely. Flipping it. Like,
because mm-hmm. that's what little punk ass do.
Mm-hmm. But there was no sign, to my knowledge, in every single thing I looked at, there was no sign of sexual assault. So that's he did not.
Yeah.
Now, they said there was a sexual component to this case, meaning he got his rocks off when he murdered her, but he did not touch her in a sexual way.
Right.
So disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So once Aiden was arrested, R.J. LaRiza, the state attorney for Florida's 7th Judicial Circuit, reported to the press that Tristan had been stabbed 114 times.
That's excessive.
Here's the thing.
You got to be exhausted.
Yeah. 100%.
And then you have to walk the, half a mile home, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, he was exhausted. Like, not pity him exhausted, but, like, I couldn't imagine.
Like, just thinking about, like, up and, like, you got to put it, then you got to take it out, and you got to put it, and you got to take it out. Like, I only did that 2 times, and my arms already hurt.
Yeah. 114 times.
Like, why did you not like her so much?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she turned you down, but apparently you got a girlfriend, but not really. I don't.
Yeah.
You know?
And 49 of those stab wounds were to her hands, arms, and head, which indicated to investigators that Tristan was trying to defend herself against Aiden the best she could.
Good for her.
Oh, man.
Fight to the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, there are other, like, random theories. Obviously, this case took off on TikTok, and we know how the internet is. And one, I'm going to say alleged, because, again, it's from TikTok. Take it with a grain of salt. But allegedly, he pulled out the knife when they were in the woods, and this is something that was not uncommon for him to do, as we've stated. He would show his knives to his friends. This wasn't weird, so this part I do believe. And she thought he was just playing, like he always does. Mm-hmm. Why would she think anything different? She knew he carried knives. He would pull them out all the time. And so what happened was, when he pulled it out and then he began to stab her, she began to defend herself, and she was unaware, like, you know, she didn't realize what was actually transpiring in front of her. Mm. So, and another, like, a podcast that I listened to on this case as well, they were saying, okay, they like to play devil's advocate as well. So, like, kind of like Ashley does. Let's say she did try to grab your privates.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you did push her down and you felt you needed to protect yourself and you stabbed her twice because she was touching you.
Correct. What about the other 90-something?
What about the other 100 times? Like, mm-hmm. 2 times to defend yourself? Whoa, what happened? Like, they were kind of saying, like, how can you even say that was a thing?
Yeah.
And did she even have a head wound that suggested
absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, you saying she fell and hurt her head, like, she's literally covered in stab wounds. Mm-hmm. So, like, sir, your story is not mm-hmm. making any sense.
And they also said, which was supported by a crime scene photo, not the crime scene that it took place, but, like, evidence photos. You know when they take pictures of the perpetrators, like, arms and hands and things? So they said that they did that because someone who is stabbing someone with such force and such rapidness, they are not careful enough to see what they're doing. Mm. And ultimately, they end up stabbing themselves or cutting themselves.
Oh, wow.
And Aiden had multiple cuts on his hands.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I didn't know mm-hmm. that. But that makes sense.
And mm-hmm. that's also scary.
Yeah.
That you were that erratic that you don't even know that you're stabbing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
So, Aiden's friends and acquaintances knew that something was off. And again, why did you not come forward sooner? Why did it take losing Tristan's life for you to come forward? Why did this beautiful girl who had the world at her feet have to ultimately is no longer with us, for you to finally speak up about all these things that you think are weird about Aiden.
Yeah, I just think at the end of the day, kids just don't expect for what people say to actually follow through. I think that's what it is. They're naive and they're like, oh, he's just talking. And then when things come out, they're like, well, actually, now that this happened, it's not too surprising. Yeah. And it's just like, if it didn't surprise you, then somebody should know.
Yes. If this did not give you a wow factor, then, like, if you were not like, whoa, he did that?
Yeah.
So, like I said, they knew something was off about Aiden, and his friends kind of started coming forward with information, such as Aiden allegedly told his friends that he would be killing someone within 30 days.
Why 30 days? Like,
a month.
I know, but, like,
yeah.
Why? Isn't that from, like, a scary movie? Like, 30 days.
I don't know.
No, it's the Ring.
7 days. Oh, I don't remember that movie.
And along with that 30-day timeline that he gave his friends, he even told them how he was going to do it. He told them he would be taking them into the woods and stabbing them.
Which is exactly what he did.
So why did we not say something?
You know, I'm really concerned for these teens. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know how when you, like, get into school, you have certain classes, like puberty, drugs. There should be a, hey.
Don't murder.
If your friend is talking about killing somebody or, like, injuring somebody in any type of way, even though that friend.
Or themselves.
Take it seriously.
Yes.
And tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel as though we should come out with a program similar to the D.A.R.E. program, but just about, like, hey, if you hear your friends talking about murdering people, like, on a regular basis. Like, if they're like, oh my God, I'm going to kill my mom. Like, one time. Because people say that from time to time. Like, oh, she's so annoying, I'm going to stab her. Like, maybe not in that extent. I'm trying.
Yeah, even on my grumpiest days, I was, like, never thinking about that.
I mean, I've said that a couple times, but I wasn't being serious. It was like, oh, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It wasn't like directed, you know, like,
or it wasn't like that dark humor.
Yeah, but right. If you mention it a number of times consistently enough,
or like make the plan even more elaborate each time, like, oh, I'm going to do this within 30 days, and then, oh, and this is how I'm gonna do it, and then this, like,
exactly. Yeah. There were details.
Yeah, like, once there are, like, follow-up behind it, or if you ask follow-up questions, like, so you said you were gonna, like, kill somebody. Like, what did you mean? Were you being serious? Like, you know what I mean? Like, be a little bit of an investigator. But we need to let kids know, because a lot of these cases, I feel like, could have been prevented.
1,000%.
The one that I just did could have been prevented.
Yes.
This one could have been prevented, because a number of people were like, yeah, he said he was going to do this, and he said he was going to do that. And
well, if he said all this, why didn't you say something?
Again, because now you probably feel like crapola. Because you knew you had some inclination that he was going to do something like that. But you, I guess, as his friend, or just being like, man, he doesn't really mean that. Like, right. You didn't think that. And now you probably feel like crap because he did do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like some type of program needs to be made where it's just like, look, take everything serious. You would rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I think, too, if just talking about, like, if you hear someone saying something repetitively, whether it be something serious like this or like hurting themselves, I think teaching that to them to recognize signs. Because I really think
there are no any type of lessons that I know I instill in my kids about that. I mean, we do social emotional learning and none of those lessons are mentioning anything like this. So, like, I feel like it's important.
It is. It's very important.
Because even if they're talking about, like, crap things that are happening at home, you know what I mean? Like, if someone's hitting them or doing something to them at home, it's like they're telling you in a certain way, like teaching them, like, this is essentially tattling versus telling important information.
Yeah, because I think there's some lessons that are like, okay, tattling is like, is anybody getting hurt? Is anybody injured? Is anyone bleeding? But it's not tattling if those things are included.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of kids are just like, it's not really explicitly taught anymore. It's just like, stop tattletaling. But it's not like, okay, what is considered as a tattle?
Yeah.
Right.
And what is considered as, all right, I need to bring this to my teacher's attention.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So Aiden was transferred to Duval County Jail, where he awaited trial. Because the jail in St. John's County does not actually have a juvenile wing. And at the time, Aiden's charges were second-degree murder as a juvenile. Mm-hmm. Now, we now know that those charges were changed to first-degree murder as an adult. And this came about for many reasons, but a huge push for this motion was when the community gathered over 100,000 signatures on a petition for Aiden to be tried as an adult.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. And it's hard because you're like, you think about, I mean, you teach eighth grade.
Yeah, he's 14, yeah.
He's a baby. But like.
But he did an adult act.
An adult act, yes. And had like no remorse.
None.
You know what I mean?
Posted a video, so, Snapchat, yeah, like, and bragged about it.
So I think like, it's just hard because part of me like.
Those are like, my babies, yeah.
Yeah, you're a baby. You're so young. So
yeah.
But very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Very wrong.
So while he was being held, Aiden Fucci began boasting about the murder.
Yeah, keep his ass in jail. I'm sorry. I don't know what his sentencing is, but whatever you got, keep your ass there. Because any type of you in jail and you're boasting and bragging about what you did, you...
You're not being rehabilitated.
No, you're 100%. Not. Yeah. Not even a little bit.
Yeah. So he began boasting about the murder, according to fellow inmates that knew Aiden in jail. He would tell other inmates that their crime could not measure up to what he did.
Oh.
What, because you stabbed her over 100 times, bro?
Yeah.
Come on now.
He even began manipulating and threatening inmates for their commissary. And when guards went to search Aiden, he would give the stolen goods back. Aiden threatened the guards by saying he would kill them, their kids, and their families.
How you gonna do that, sir? How you gonna do that? I know you don't got ties outside of this.
Yeah, your friends have thrown you under the bus.
Like, come on, bro. You're bugging at this point.
You're not a like crime lord that has like goons on the ground.
Like, yeah, you can put out hits like, yo, go kill this
family. Like, yeah. You're 14.
Yeah, like,
you're learning the Pythagorean theorem.
Literally.
Like, you are boasting beyond your comprehension. Is that Y equals MX plus D?
No, that's slope intercept.
What's Pythagorean?
A squared
plus B squared. C squared.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You almost had it.
Almost, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So these outbursts and psycho episodes landed Aiden in isolation cells. And his defense team said that the guards were being overly excessive in this tactic. But I kind of disagree. They claimed that the restrictive settings were having a negative effect on Aiden's mental health. And it was reported that Aiden spent 400 days in solitary confinement.
Like consecutively or just over the time?
Over the time.
I was about to say, damn.
But that's over a year.
But still, if you still spitting out all this stuff at your mouth, acting like you got some big boy panties, but you still got doogie stains in your drawers, like,
and your
come
tiny
on now.
Whiteies.
You know what I mean? Like, you speaking like you about this life, like, and you're clearly not.
Yes.
I don't love solitary.
I don't either. But and I know that it, James and I talk about,
it's that's the refrigerator. It's the fridge. Yeah.
James and I talk about it a lot, and he's like, I just don't agree with it because you can't put a dog in a kennel for a week and then let it out and expect it to be lovey-dovey all over you. Like, you're training. Like, how are you really rehabilitating people with solitary confinement?
Makes sense.
I agree.
But sometimes it's not only, like, it's for their own protection.
And that's what I was about to say. Yeah. Is, so... His attorney thinks that this was unfair for many reasons, but mainly because at that point, he had not been convicted yet. Like, he hasn't even gone to trial. And so she felt that Aiden was being treated as though he was already convicted for this murder. And in the, and even if he, we know he did it, but even in the eyes of the law, you are innocent until you are proven guilty.
But could the his punishment of going to solitary not be even based on the fact of his crime that he was there for waiting, but
yeah,
the
it was
fact
for the
of
other
how
things.
He how he's behaving.
Yeah.
So it's like, what other consequence can you give someone
already regardless in jail. If you had a trial or not, you're still walking around this jail like, yeah, I did it. My crime was worse than y'all. Like, I'm going to kill your family and your whole squad. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so I, that's where I'm like, what other punishment can you give?
Well, she wanted him in a psychiatric facility.
I would be curious to see in what's next if they talk about any of his mental health things. Like, has he been...
Well, he was evaluated, but they ruled that they ruled against the psychiatric facility because he did get classified as a danger to society. 100%. Like, he was, they also said that he was competent to stand trial, so right. He did not.
I believe that he is.
Yes,
I mean, I too believe that he was competent. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So the court spoke about why Aiden was placed in solitary confinement. And the first one was because he was first placed there because he had suicidal ideations. So he was contemplating suicide. And there's a phone call recording that he is on Zoom. And it's his pretrial. And I guess it's before trial actually has started via Zoom. And you can hear Aiden with the phone off the hook. So you can hear him. And he is looking around super paranoid like he's a lost puppy. And he's saying things like he was going to kill himself. He was going to hurt himself. And obviously these Zoom calls were recorded. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they were saying, well, that's proof that he's going off his rocker. But like me and James talk about, like you said, Lugo, well, putting someone in solitary confinement and then bringing them out and putting them in front of a computer to do Zoom, they're going to be a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I think about, like, what else? You have nothing in there. So even, like, a sane person without anything wrong with them, like you said, you put a dog in a kennel for a week and then expect them to come out lovey-dovey and ready to play. But it's like, what else do you do but think? And then you know what I mean? Like, your brain starts playing tricks on you for sure and telling you all these crazy things. And a perfectly, quote-unquote, sane, normal person will loses their mind.
Absolutely.
And he was in there for over a year collectively. So, like,
that's a lot of time. And most people don't go for a day. It's like a minimum of, I'm sure, a few days at a time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the second time that he was put into solitary confinement was because of the threats against others. And then after that, he began then threatening himself as well. Right. So it was a back and forth between, like, her harming himself and he needed to be on lockdown so that he wouldn't harm himself. And then he would get out and he would harm others.
Okay.
So it was a back and forth. Like, he just couldn't get his ish together.
Okay.
So... this isn't all. I mentioned earlier about the cameras kind of incriminating someone else, and that they did. Aiden Fucci's mother, Crystal Smith, was also charged with evidence tampering.
Damn, not your own mother.
This came about from the Smith's own cameras in her home, where you can see her picking up Aiden's bloody blue jeans that was later to be determined that it was Tristan's blood, and hand washing them in that sink.
Oh my god.
The ones that they found, that was because she put them there.
Oh.
No, well, okay, so she was hand washing them in the sink. So Aiden arrived home that night via the camera. You can see him walking in. He took his clothes off. He placed them behind the bathroom door and then took a shower. You can then see Crystal Smith, going into the bathroom, reaching behind the door, getting the blue jeans out, slightly looking at them, and begins washing them in the sink.
And it, like, goes to, like, she said something. Didn't she say in the beginning that she told the police that she saw him with his shoes off and asked him why his shoes were off?
Yes.
So I bet you that's probably not fully false.
I'm not going to say she knew what he did, because I don't know that she... No, I have no proof to say that statement.
But, like...
But you also know your kid.
Yeah.
You see some sketchy things happening. I don't know that she maybe knew in full detail what he did.
Okay.
But I think maybe she knew something happened that night that isn't so great. Yeah, because
where did the blood... Why do you have blood on your pants?
Yeah.
Why are you bleeding?
Mm-hmm.
Because you said that
Would be a mother's first concern. Yeah, why are you bleeding? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, because you said he had
cuts
on him from... Yeah, why are you bleeding? Like, why are you showing up in the middle of the night home with your sneakers off, bloody jeans, and you're bleeding?
Yeah.
But also, why is there cameras in your bathroom?
They weren't in the bathroom. They were in the loft area. So they're in the top corner of the loft area. The loft area, you can see it's scattered with toys. And that's like the play area. And then it has this hallway, and you can see the bathroom at the end with the door open, and you can see all of that take place.
Because I was about to say, that's suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that goes back to, like, why wouldn't you throw them in the washing machine? Why are you so obsessed with getting these jeans clean?
Right.
But also, why are you just leaving them?
Yeah. Okay. So we're wrapping it up, because this is where we're going to update you guys on what has all transpired this past few weeks. And by few weeks, I mean this happened my last Monday, and your guys is a week ago Monday. So before heading to the trial or pretrial, Fucci's defense did make numerous motions to limit the evidence in this case. They asked the judge to prevent the jury from seeing autopsy photos, and they wanted to limit media access.
Why? It's too late. Your client was on Snapchat. The internet already before this was even officially any type of true murder investigation.
And then also, too why late. Wouldn't she want the jury to see her autopsy pictures to see the extent of the damage that he did to her?
Exactly. So now, keep in mind, the lead investigator on this case, he had some issues with the media, and he went on to state, I watched the video of him doing a press conference, and he was like, look, guys, I understand that you're doing your job, and I respect your job. You guys are just doing a job, but I did specifically ask you to allow the Bailey family to mourn and grieve, and you showed up at the elementary schools to do interviews and things like that. So I can kind of see where the judge may have approved the media access, because I do know a lot of defense attorneys try to get media access restricted in their cases. But other than that, the autopsy photos, I don't really know about. His attorney also was pulling out all the stops. She filed a motion to seek a change in venue, citing that this venue had community hostility in St. John's County. She claims that because it happened in such a tight-knit area that it was going to be hard for him to get a fair jury pool.
Okay, well, then you shouldn't have did what you did.
I agree.
And I also just feel like I don't think with the evidence that there's much to talk about.
Well, the prosecutor rebutted, and he said, we have one of the fastest growing counties in the United States right now. We have people that are arriving daily to our county to move here. Getting a fair trial is not going to be hard. Like, there's people that are moving here from Texas that are not even going to know about this case.
Yeah.
You know, so then the judge was like, yeah, I see that. Ruling denied.
Yeah.
She also said that officials involved in the case were already in the media making comments as though Fauci was already convicted. So this goes back to now she's trying to pull the media card again. And Fauci's attorney said, quote, it's not just someone's neighbor. It's someone who was voted in large by St. John's residents. Their words carry weight. Where the attention is so great in terms of the media and ribbon cuttings, our argument is that we can't get a fair jury. So she was saying that your elected sheriff and officials, your elected district attorney, are in the media speaking as though my client is already guilty.
Right.
Which now will tamper the jury.
Okay.
Because their the narrative that you're pushing out. Even if you don't realize it.
Yes. But again, both motions were denied.
Access denied.
So on February 6th, last Monday in 2023, at the jury selection for Aiden Fauci's trial, Aiden walked into the courtroom and his attorney informed the judge that he had something to say. And Aiden said, I just want to say, I plead guilty and I'm sorry for the Bailey family and my family.
That's it?
Dang.
So he's been in jail for the past 2 years almost?
Pleading not guilty.
Pleading not. So he didn't have any, like, sentence yet?
No. So then he was going to jury selection on Monday, February 6th. And this is where they were going to pick the jury members. They were going to pick six jury members so that Aiden could then head to trial in later February.
Got it.
And when he arrived, He's been pleading not guilty up until this point, and before they could even make the jury selection, he stated that he wanted to change his plea to guilty. So no need for a trial now. He will not be going to trial.
Wow.
And so then he'll just get sentenced.
Correct.
I wonder if that was his choice or if his people were like, look,
we can't, there's no way to spin this.
Yeah.
Even Olivia Pope can do it.
No, she could not handle that.
So, well, what Fucci entered into was called a straight plea deal, meaning that he did not work with the prosecutors beforehand. And normally you collaborate with the prosecutors to make these plea agreements, like these bargains.
Mm-hmm.
So he entered into what is a straight plea deal. And Aiden was currently headed to trial to face 6 jury members for first degree murder. Now, because of Aiden's age, he was not going to be able to be sentenced to death if found guilty, but he could receive a maximum life sentence in prison if found guilty by a jury.
Without the possibility?
Yes, without the possibility.
Okay. How does that work for him? Well, he's being tried as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be plopped into...
He was already moved from juvenile court to adult.
So...
Holding. They moved him.
To holding, but like, once he gets his sentencing, would he stay at the same facility or does he go to like a...
A real
max,
adult.
Yeah.
Prison. Like a prison. Yeah. I'm unsure about that.
Because then I think like, what, he was 14?
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be 16 now. Right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Being put in with...
Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grown men from 18 through whatever. Like,
but at the same time, like, I understand what you're saying, but also... Think of
just
the way
sheerly thinking
about
the numbers. Just sheerly thinking about the age. Mm-hmm. Not the crime behind the age, but just a 16-year-old being plopped with like...
With his cellmate probably being a 50-year-old man.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, could definitely happen.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Although I agree. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not taking pity on him in that way. Just thinking about just factually what that means.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And for even females.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%.
No matter what, it's still like a crazy thought to think like you're a baby, 16. No matter, yes, what you did was very messed up, but amongst 18 through 70-year-old men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah. No, don't apologize. Aiden was 14 at the time of the murder, but when he entered into the courtroom on Monday, he was a definitely more plump 16-year-old boy. The judge did not accept Aiden's... He did. Let me run that back. Yes, he did. He did accept it. The judge did accept Aiden's plea of guilt, and his sentencing is scheduled at a later date. But the minimum that Aiden can receive is 40 years in prison with the possibility of parole. However, it is speculated that the judge will see the horrifics of this crime and sentence him to the extent of the law, which is life in prison.
Okay.
The deadline for sentencing will be sometime this February.
All right, and here we are on February 12th.
Mm-hmm. And that is the case of Aiden Fucci.
That's crazy. I knew nothing about that.
Yeah. When I went to go do this case, it was literally like, so he stabbed her. And I was like, all right, well, where's the specifics? Yeah. Like, where's more than this? And it was just like, he stabbed her a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And I was like, I can't do an episode like that.
Yeah.
I can't. But I'm happy that more information was brought to light about the case, mm-hmm. because it was necessary, you know. I don't pity this little boy at all. You know, you did some very adult things. Once you were in jail, you continued to do very adult things, like threaten people and threaten, like, officers' lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sir, I don't know who you thought you were, but you were not him.
Yeah.
You did not have pull like that.
So the only thing that we're waiting on in this trial is to see what he actually is sentenced to, but he did plead guilty and he will be in prison regardless for a very long time.
A very long time.
At least for 40 years.
At least for 40. That's
crazy.
The minimum.
So he'll be like almost...
Like he's 16, so he'll
be 56. Yeah,
he'll
be almost
60
years old.
So you can still have some time to like get out and do... I don't think...
But there's no quality of life. I mean, he's going in 2023. Imagine what 40 years, what we're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to walk out and be like, what are these holographic phones?
Yeah. And, or even just the fact that, like, you you grew up. Like, I feel like, yes, like, to me, like, I grew up when I went to college. And what's that, 18? Mm-hmm. Starting at 18. So, like,
yeah. You're going in as literally a child.
Yes.
And leaving, that's your upbringing
an from now old on. Man. That's crazy. Although, like, again, I don't pity him. But, again, just the sheer factual numbers of it. Like, that's a
lot. Yes.
That's 100%. Your entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm curious to see what he gets. I'm curious.
I am, too. Especially since he pleaded guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was definitely, a 40 years minimum wasn't even on the table if he tried to go to jury. Mm-hmm. Like, a jury trial. Like, he was, if found guilty by a jury, he was going to get life automatically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because he decided to plead different, the judge could take pity on him and give him just 40 years.
Right.
Here's the thing. I get that, but if you did what you did in the way that you did it, if I was a judge, look, I don't give a shit if it is the day of your trial and you're like, sorry, I changed my mind. I'm guilty. At the end of the day, you did what you did.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to take no pity on you just because you decided to be like, all right, I did it. We don't have to go through all this. Like, yeah. I'm still going to slap you mm-hmm. with the hardest thing you could possibly get. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, Tristan's family don't get to see her no more.
No. Right? And she died horrifically.
Yes. Yeah. Literally battling you. Trying to get away from you. Trying mm-hmm. to save herself so she can go back to her family. So I don't care if you decided in the goodness of your heart to be a good human being. You did what you did. And granted, great that you don't have to put the family to the trial. But sir, I would have still gave you life.
Yeah, and he definitely could still get life. I mean, they just don't know what the judge is going to do. But it is not off the table.
Yeah. It wouldn't even be no question. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good I'm not a judge. Because I...
Yeah.
Judge Brandt, he confessed. Like, can you give... No.
Sorry. Gavel down.
At boom! At the end of the day, a girl is dead.
Yep. You still did what you did.
She is dead. No. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. And that's on period.
Period.
Yep. And did.
Well, that concludes our 3 recordings in a day.
Woo, we did it. Woo.
We did it. We said we were going to be done at 5.
We're done at 12:30 a.m.
It is 12:30 a.m. Brooke was like, we're going to watch Abbott Elementary.
No, we're not.
We're not going to watch the inside of our eyelids.
I'm watching my eyelids.
Yeah. I felt like you were about to fall asleep many times.
No, I was just like, just...
Taking it in. All
right.
Yeah.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Thank you for Lugo for being here. It's been a long time since we had you.
Thanks for having me.
You know, thank you for coming through.
I just love when I get to
sit
down.
I may see you at my bachelorette trip if you decide to come.
Beam, 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 beam.
I'm definitely going to see you at my wedding.
You better believe it.
The fact you will, because she's my date.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
You better get your dresses on.
Oh, yeah,
baby, put your dresses on. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Like, how hot? Like, on average. Like, let me know. And I think, let me know. Give me...
It's going to be hot.
Like 90?
Like, I got my thigh meat out?
Like, you can definitely have your thigh meat out.
Woo! Are we talking like 90s in humid?
Well, no, it's going to be at night, though. So, like 70s?
Oh,
pretty. At night.
Okay, but during the day.
But humid.
Okay, great.
70 and humid.
My hair will be braided, or else I will be...
Yeah, it's 70 and humid. as Ashley said, why were her elbows sweating? Her elbows have never sweat before.
100%. It's... Yeah. Brutal.
So I'm gonna be putting deodorant in all
the places.
All of the crevices.
All of the crevices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, y'all. Brooke, thank you for bringing us that.
Yes. I'm so glad I get to see your beautiful face.
Me too.
It's been too long.
It has.
I remember the last time we were talking about getting engaged.
That was.
And now I'm here engaged. We are.
And now here you are. Mm-hmm. A whole fiancé.
A fiancé. Mm-hmm.
Fiance.
But
fiance.
Oh my god, that's exactly what I was thinking.
This is why we're best friends.
Amen. Praise him.
Anyway, We need to get off this before I literally pass out.
Yes, you will.
So, as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
We do.
So we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Beep, 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 beep.